Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. We'll give you those numbers here in a little bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, it is the live Sunday edition of the program. And you can also join us on Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Last night, I teased the story about the MDMA and the DEA. This is actually not fresh news. It is actually a few months old at this point, but it just came across my desk last night, and that is the DEA has now approved a study using MDMA to treat anxiety in seriously ill patients. And I know there are a lot of people who didn't think they were going to see this day in their lifetime. What would the DEA, being the same organization who considers marijuana to be as dangerous as heroin?
Well, that's what it's Class A designation, or what is it? Class 1?
It's not called class. Now I'm spacing on what it's called. But, yeah, essentially a Class 1 drug. And schedule.
Okay.
Schedule 1. That's their legal terminology for it. And actually, I don't know what schedule MDMA is on. I think it actually might be on Schedule 2, but that's just... I haven't seen the listing in a while.
Marijuana is supposed to be as dangerous as heroin.
Heroin and marijuana are both.
Cocaine is not.
Cocaine, I believe, is on number 2.
Yeah, cocaine not as dangerous as marijuana. I mean,
right.
This is the
Schedule 1, meaning no medically accepted use for whatever it is that's on Schedule 1, which is, you know, obviously ridiculous considering there are all kinds of medical uses for cannabis, and there are over 25 plus states where it is legal to use cannabis.
And where doctors decide that you can use it.
Yeah, medical purposes. So, obviously, the DEA and the federal government are way behind the clock, way behind the times, as far as, figuring this kind of stuff out. Although there was the headline, I don't know if you remember this one, Mark, the DEA has an interim administrator.
Oh, yeah?
And he made headlines a few weeks ago for not being sure if marijuana was more dangerous than heroin, or if heroin... He said he thought that heroin might be more dangerous than marijuana.
Yeah.
And then about a week later, there was another headline about this guy where he actually came out, and to his credit, he clarified, yeah, sure enough, heroin is more dangerous than cannabis. Now, of course, it's still listed as a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything.
His opinion, while it is now correct, and he has publicly corrected himself on that, kudos to him for that, because his predecessor never would have said anything like that. But, his opinion has not resulted in a change to the policy that particular agency is using to continue their enforcement efforts. And anyway, the good news from AlJazeera.com is the DEA has now approved the first clinical trial using MDMA along with psychotherapy to treat anxiety among people with life-threatening illnesses, according to researchers. They told this to Al Jazeera, adding that public support for the therapeutic use of psychedelic drugs is rapidly growing. Brad Burge, the communications director for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a.k.a. MAPS, which is a California-based nonprofit research group that studies medicinal uses for psychedelics and marijuana. They're sponsoring this particular study. Brad Burge says the tide has changed for psychedelic research. Unlike ecstasy or Molly, which are names for MDMA sold on the streets and often mixed with dangerous adulterants, pure.
Right. By the way, that's a result of the war on drugs. People aren't buying ecstasy so that they can have dangerous adulterants. They're buying it so they can experience whatever MDMA is. And the market, because it's the black market, people can't check on what they're getting.
Well, you generally can't check. There are ways to do it. There are laboratories you can send a pill off to. You can also purchase home testing kits. And I believe the folks over at ecstasydata.org they sell the kits there. There is also a lab that you can send them to. So there are ways to do it. But you're right, Mark. The average user is just going to trust their dealer. They're going to just take the pill. And they're not going to take the...
It's a bad idea.
To do the due diligence to find out if what they are taking is actually what, in point of fact, they think they're taking. But if you're in one of these MDMA studies that the DEA is approving,
you're getting the good stuff.
You don't need to test it. They're going to make sure they get you the right stuff. So, because when something is in the legal marketplace, then, you know, you never have to worry. You never have to worry about cracking open a bottle of Advil, except for that one time in the 80s when it was poisoned.
Tylenol.
Was it Tylenol? I thought it was Advil.
Sorry.
Got poisoned.
I don't think Advil existed at the time.
In the 80s?
Yep.
I think you're wrong about that, but right. I think Advil's been around for much longer than the last two decades. But anyway, most of the time, when you grab something off the shelf at your local convenience store, you have about a 100% certainty that it is what it is actually advertised to be. And if it's not, then you've got the basis for a lawsuit, right? So if somebody sells you something that is not, in point of fact, what is advertised on the bottle, that's usually fraud.
Yeah, that's a good chance.
You know, they would probably be found guilty and owe you some sort of compensation for the frustrations. Now, of course, those things don't happen in the black market because if somebody sells you something that wasn't as it was advertised, well, that person probably didn't know either. Unless it was, you know, unless you were getting your MDMA from the pill presser themselves, then, you know, it's been passed through various different sets of hands since the pill was pressed, and, you know, somebody at some point legitimately doesn't know that's not MDMA. They don't know. And some people have probably been taking what they think is MDMA for their entire life, and there's a good chance they've never actually had the real stuff if they've been taking it in the United States. Tends to be fairly adulterated here and or not even what it is advertised to be.
Ibuprofen came on the market in 1984 in the United States, and the Tylenol drug scare thing was 1982.
It was Tylenol, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it was definitely Tylenol. Huh. I was alive. You were a child.
Yeah.
I mean, you were born at that point, right?
Yep. 82, I've been 2 years old.
Yeah.
Unlike ecstasy or Molly, names for MDMA, the pure MDMA has proved sufficiently safe when taken a limited number of times in moderate doses, says MAPS on its website. The DEA, of course, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. MDMA.
Well, they're letting them do it.
They are. MDMA can be useful in psychotherapy for people suffering from anxiety due to life-threatening illnesses because it produces in users a sense of calm, trust, and confidence, Bird said.
It's also been used for people with PTSD and to help them get over whatever the situation is for them.
Yeah, and it has been incredibly effective in those what I believe were underground trials. I don't think
it's being done in Canada, though, I believe.
It is being done on the up and up to some extent in Canada, but there have also been unofficial trials where psychotherapists will, you know, quietly administer MDMA to their patients and do some sort of a therapy session along with that, and having an amazing amount of success rolling back whatever the you know, mental difficulty
is. We should probably not listen to a law enforcement agency when it comes to the medical uses of drugs, and we probably should listen to professionals.
Yep. So MDMA can be useful, and unlike psychedelics such as LSD and psilocybin, MDMA does not produce hallucinations because it is not a psychedelic. It is instead categorized as an empathogen.
Yeah.
So empathogen meaning the root word empathy. In the trial, 18 subjects diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses will attend months of psychotherapy, with MDMA being used in a few sessions in order to facilitate the process. The outcome will be measured by whether using the drug helps people or helps reduce people's anxiety, which will be determined at the end of the sessions by the patient's feedback and the therapist's assessments. Researchers hope that using MDMA alongside psychotherapy will let subjects confront their situation more clearly and adopt the positive steps they take during the therapy to stick. It opens them up and makes them more comfortable, says Burge, with the therapist, while reducing fear and making them more able to talk about difficult emotions. Now, anybody who's ever used MDMA, they already know that that's true. They know that, you know, this guy is from MAPS is certainly not BSing here. MDMA is a very specific effect, and it affects people, I would say, generally similarly. Now, each individual has different sensitivities to drugs. There was one guy I know who took MDMA for the first time not too long ago, and he had just an amazing experience. He described it as near religious, not quite for him, but near religious. A very important experience for him. But for him, he took a dose that lasted 10 hours, which is unheard of.
Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing.
I mean, normally it's like, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours, or something like that. Now, of course, it was his first time, and maybe he's super sensitive to it. So, you know, your mileage may vary, and you got to do your research before you get into this. But we'll talk more about this good news coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on MDMA? Is it on a path towards some level of legalization? That is certainly what the folks over at MAPS would like to see happen, and there is now an approval from the DEA for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS, to conduct tests with MDMA, which is more commonly known as Molly or ecstasy on the streets. MDMA is the more proper scientific shortened term, acronym, if you will. And that's happening. So I'm excited about it. You can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And how would you like to get 20-25% off of whatever you want to buy on Amazon? Sound good? Because
yeah.
It's real.
Who doesn't want to save 20% off on what they buy?
This is real. And the only catch is you have to pay with Bitcoin. So this gives you a reason to get Bitcoin. You've been thinking about getting Bitcoin. Well, now here's a killer reason to do it. 20+% off over at purse.freetalklive.com. So this is how you do it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and then whatever you buy through Amazon using Purse, you get tremendous discounts. And I've saved 29% on the headphones that I'm wearing right now. So 20% is the average in the United States, which means you can save more. So go and get started at purse.freetalklive.com. They got an easy video that'll show you how it's done. It's real simple. Purse.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the news about the DEA approving a successful, or what it will be hopefully a successful trial of MDMA. We know that there have been other trials with MDMA helping people with anxiety and PTSD, and this is specifically going to be another anxiety test, probably the first one officially done in the United States. It's part of a larger, it's from AlJazeera.com, part of a larger $20 million plan to make MDMA an FDA-approved prescription medication by the year 2021.
You know, it makes sense that psychiatrists would be able to prescribe this to their patients under the right settings and the right circumstances. I mean, it was an FDA-approved drug in the past, and it's just basically like Washington, D.C. and the fun police, DEA and that sort of thing. And, you know, drugs are going to be used by people recreationally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a prescription isn't always going to end up the way it's supposed to end up. I get that. But that's not a good reason to refuse to allow the drug on the market, period, so people can benefit from it just because somebody's out there using it recreationally.
Totally agree. If people are partying, that's their issue. If people are getting hooked on something, that's their issue. We know that prescription drugs are dangerous. You know, there are plenty of people who are hooked on oxycodone, for instance.
People die every year from the prescription drugs they're taking properly.
More people die from properly prescribed prescription medication than all of the illegal drug overdoses combined. Like 10 times more.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're concerned about safety, then you should be for legalization because it will make those drugs safer, given that people are constantly buying things that are being sold as MDMA or ecstasy on the streets that are not, in point of fact, those things, and that can result in overdoses. That can result in dangerous situations at clubs where people are overheating more so than normal, and it's a dangerous thing to buy these things in the black market. So I'm glad to see that this is happening, and you know, if it actually does become FDA approved by 2021, I think that will be an amazing a record-setting timetable for something to move through the government.
It would be amazing.
So we'll see about that. But, you know, good for MAPS for moving ahead with this. They are the only organization in the world that is currently funding MDMA-assisted psychotherapy trials. The Institute has carried out successful pilot studies of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for post-traumatic stress disorder, adding to the drug's scientific credibility. Other research by the Institute includes ayahuasca-assisted therapy for drug addiction, LSD for cluster headaches, and psilocybin for nicotine addiction. There are many possible uses for all of these supposedly dangerous illegal drugs, and good for MAPS for being out there to try to figure this stuff out. If you want to learn more, I believe their website is MAPS.org, but it's been a little while since I've checked it out. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. WOBM listener Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on the air.
But yes, you know, there is a phenomenon, or at least it became a phenomenon overnight, these people that call themselves Black Lives Matter. Now, we know for a fact that they are paid agitators. If you follow the money trail, it leads it point you right into the paymaster, you know, this shady, shadowy character named George Soros. But let me say something.
You said
about
a shady, shadowy character, just to be clear.
Yeah, you know that both sides do this to each other, right? Like there's the Koch brothers on one side and there's George Soros on the other side.
I don't know if he's shadowy. Yeah. I mean, he's a billionaire and everybody knows who he is.
All right. But then, you know, I want to ask the question pertaining to Obama and the Black Lives Matter.
Of course you do.
Okay, I'm cutting you off. Well, it goes without saying.
You always call about Obama. Go ahead.
Say now, guys.
You always get you know, so upset.
Given the fact
passionate,
that,
rather. Very passionate.
Given the fact that Obama has not done anything for the Black, has, you know, basically, you know, taken them for granted, exploited them as well to advance either a personal or political agenda. At the end of the day, you know, there's a question that's beginning to be asked, and that is, does Black lives really matter for Obama? I mean, take the issue of Planned Parenthood and Black abortion in this country. He's not taking us out. You know, he's supporting Planned Parenthood. He's not saying anything about that. And Margaret Singer herself.
I think you've crossed into a couple different issues here, Ralph. So let's slow down for just a moment here. Now, you asked, do Black lives matter to Barack Obama? And honestly, I don't think anybody's lives matter to Barack Obama, except for maybe his family and, you know, as his most closest friends. But as far as anybody else out there, Black people, white people, anybody from anywhere, people, Barack Obama believes he's better than they are because he's the president of the United States, and he will send Black and whites alike to die under his command within the U.S. military. So clearly, lives do not matter much to him. They are just simply things to be used to garner political power. And, of course, that doesn't make him any different than George W. Bush or Bill Clinton or any of the men who have been in that very same position before him. To them, all of us are just human resources.
You know, we could – a previous president has this thing called the Black Agenda, okay? And we're still waiting, or at least Black.
I don't know what that means. Who has a Black agenda? You said Barack Obama has one.
Barack Obama doesn't have one, right?
Who has
Barack
one?
Obama,
George Bush.
Well, you know, I believe he has done something for Blacks. I believe.
What? You know. I mean, all these people do is increase the power of the state. They're only doing something for themselves. Thanks for the call, Ralph. You know, the people in these political positions, whether it's president or senator or whoever in Washington, D.C., they're not doing anything for you or anything for anybody based on their class necessarily. And if they do, they're only doing it because they think it's going to benefit them by getting more votes or something like that. So everything they do is about promoting them, Barack Obama or George Bush or the parties that they're in, the Republicans and Democrats. But share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live allows you to take control of the airwaves. If you wish, you may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Researchers are hoping to have some research that'll back growing evidence that psychedelics have legitimate therapeutic uses. And there's now a DEA-approved trial that'll be moving ahead. That will test MDMA for people with anxiety, seriously ill anxiety sufferers. And I'm fascinated by these kind of things when they're happening, because I think it really is interesting to see the other side of a lot of these things that we've been told when we were growing up, that this is bad, kids. You shouldn't be doing these drugs, and you probably shouldn't be doing them, kids. But all that said, if you get old enough to do them, then it's not necessarily a bad idea, I think, for somebody to take MDMA. I think that, and I agree with a friend of mine who took some MDMA recently, had an amazing experience. He said there ought to be a law. Now, I don't necessarily think it should go that far, and I think that he was joking at that point, but I can understand where he's coming from, because I think for me it was a really important experience in my life to take MDMA for the first time. And I think that if more people would have that experience where they can empathize easier with others and connect better with other human beings, maybe we'd be less likely to be so conflict-oriented. Maybe there would be less war in society. I mean, could somebody who was on a drug like MDMA, which encourages empathy, could somebody like that join the military in that moment? You know, could they go off to fight another human being in that situation? I don't think so. I don't think it'd be possible.
Well, one thing's for sure, most people don't go in the military just to go find somebody to fight. They're probably there to defend. Some do. To defend
some, some join the military because they know they can kill other people legally.
Some do. Yeah. And the other side, too. I think that the...
I don't think ecstasy is going to cure a psychopath like that, but I think that it could certainly help people be more empathetic.
It helps people who are emotionally damaged, and I'd say that the vast majority of human beings have some kind of emotional damage that they're walking around with, whether they know it or not. And I wouldn't say that it is optimal when used outside of a clinical setting, but it may have some value there, too.
It certainly did for me. Now, of course, if you're going to be doing something outside of a clinical setting, you do want to do as much research as you possibly can. One, start out by going to Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org, great website with all kinds of information about both illegal and legal drugs, prescription, plants, pills. You can go to Arrowid.org to learn a lot more about all of those things. And then further, make sure that you know what you're getting into. Don't just trust the dealer. Learn about drug testing kits and the labs that you can send them off to, that kind of thing. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, the 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the new New York bit license application. Philip is in North Carolina first, though. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, great. Thanks. Just saw the picture of you guys on Facebook talking about the cop wearing the shirt. If you hate cops, call a crackhead next time. You know,
I don't know what picture this is on. This is on our Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I think, you know, the point is to talk about how ridiculous that is. That's a cop wearing that shirt.
Oh, I see.
The fact of the matter is police are always late at the scene of a crime, or they're actually committing crimes themselves. If people were armed, they would be able to respond in a reasonable amount of time rather than calling and then waiting for maybe a law-abiding cop to show up. And these days, you don't really know what you're going to get. So,
yeah, you certainly can't rely on them to show up. I mean, whether they're late or not, sometimes they're better than others, depending on the area that you're in and the level of calls, the load of calls that they have. But, yeah, usually it's too little, too late when they show up. You're already dead or whatever has already been, you know, going to be stolen, has been stolen.
Police aren't there to stop crimes. Police are there to come and clean up the mess and hand out a little piece of paper to let everybody know what happened.
Did you hear, though, about cell 411, though, Philip?
I haven't.
So you might want to look into this, since you were talking about having other people respond besides the police. Cell 411 is an app that is available for both iPhone or iOS devices and Android devices. You download this, you load up other people that have Cell 411 via their email addresses, and you kind of create different lists of people. So let's say you've got a family list, you've got a neighborhood list, you've got a list of friends or whatever, however you want to break it down. And then if something's happening to you or anyone else that has Cell 411, they can send out an alert to whoever they want. They can send alert to different groups, and then
you
that will
what?
Send.
That is exactly what we need to be doing. What is unfortunate here is the state, the sense of statism. People are just becoming more and more dependent upon the state to where it is becoming so corrupt, and they use that power and become corrupt through that power. When in fact, the way the Constitution was written was not for this police state, which has really turned into the military. I'm sure you're familiar with Jade Helm and what's going on there. But what is really happening here is that people have refused to take responsibility for their own protection and for their own family, in addition to the government trying to come in and take their weapons away so that they can't do that and be completely dependent upon the police. So that's a great app. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, I think it's all of 99 cents for that app, and we're using it here in the Keene area. And, of course, the more people that use it, the more useful it becomes. And from what I understand, version 2 is on the way in like 2 weeks, and it's going to get even better. So, Philip, thanks for the call tonight. Again, that's Cell 411, C-E-L-L, and then 411. Search for that in your favorite app store. Thanks for the call. Our toll-free number tonight is 855 855- 453. I've got cell phone one on my phone, and we need to get more people on board with that. I think it's a really powerful
application. Seems like a great idea.
Yeah, you can send out different kinds of alerts, like, you know, there's a medical emergency, I'm being harassed by the police. I mean, there's a bunch of different ones that they've got there. Very, very handy stuff. So whether you want to talk about the police and their poor, you know, response time in some cases, or MDMA, you're welcome to join us here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, you know, it'd be nice if you could, you know, if you could count on the police to show up within a certain amount of time. But in order to have a level of response like that, you need to have a contract. There needs to be some sort of level of expected performance from the agency in order for, you know, for it to have that level of competition to where they'll rise to that to that occasion. And the police with the government just don't have that because they're a monopoly. They don't have any real competition because they know that you're going to pay for their service whether you like it or not.
Right. If you compare police to, say, private security organizations, with private security organizations, if they fail to protect the property, they're bonded, they're insured, and they're, you know, they may have to pay up depending on the liability in that situation. Mm-hmm. If your house gets burglarized and you believe the police are there to help you and protect you, well, do you ever put a claim into the police because your house got burglarized? No. No one would ever even think of doing that because they know that the police are not responsible. Policing agencies are not responsible to protect your house. However, if you hired a security agency, you could have it in the contract that, look, either you know, pay me back for the stuff that got stolen or, you know, whatever. You're responsible for it in whatever way. That's a possibility in the contract. Certainly, I'm sure they these agencies would step up. But instead, I'm forced to pay for the police because they're here to help us all.
Yeah, and if you're not happy with the police and, you know, you want something done about it, well, good luck with that. Because you better start contacting your state representatives and your city councilors. And
they'll just tell you to move.
Start up a campaign. Well, not necessarily, Mark. They may placate you with, you know, saying they'll talk to, I'll have a chat with the police chief about this.
I'm on this.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing's going to change ultimately unless you are somebody with the political sway to actually have something change, right? Like if you're in with the city manager or the city councilors and you've got political connections.
It's nigh impossible for politicians to change bureaucracies.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What does it take to get the new Bit license that's coming out in New York State? This is the thing that's driving the Bitcoin businesses out of the state. We'll tell you about it coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Live. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the 10 most ridiculous gotchas in the New York Bit License application. This is the new thing that is coming to businesses in New York State. Businesses who are the type of folks who are doing like Bitcoin exchanges, running big Bitcoin businesses like that. And it's driving them out of there. These guys are hitting the road and finding a place to open up shop that is more friendly to the Bitcoin universe. And we'll give you 10 of the reasons why people are saying, the hell with this. And
New York is basically the center of the economics in the United States. And if they're driving away new emerging markets, that's important.
Yeah, so we'll share some of those with you coming up here. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Maybe you're ready to get some Bitcoin. You've heard us talking about Purse, where you can save purse.freetalklive.com, where you can save 20% or more on Amazon products when you pay with Bitcoin. Did you know now there's also Bitcoin Jesus, Mark, I was talking with him the other night, Roger Veer. There's now a way to save 20% at Starbucks with Bitcoin.
No, I didn't.
Hear about that one?
Yeah, you said something about it, but I...
Yeah, Fold App is what it's called.
Fold,
as in F-O-L-D, foldapp.com. They actually go to coffee.foldapp.com. It looks super simple. I don't go to Starbucks, really, but I'm thinking about going just to test out how easy this system looks. Saving 20% on Starbucks. I mean, there are people out there who go to Starbucks every single day. Can you imagine them saving 20% at Starbucks, how much that would add up to on a daily habit?
A great deal.
Yeah, you used to go to Starbucks regularly, right?
Yeah, it's been some time, but yes.
Would have been a big deal if you could save 20%. So if you're ready to get some Bitcoin, go to ExpressCoin, ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. You can get your Bitcoin there, and you can actually get up to $40 worth for no transfer fee. Because normally when you transfer money, you're paying a transfer fee of whatever percentage. Zero fee when you use code FTL over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can use a money order or a check through ExpressCoin.com. They even got their own app that you can download. If you go over $40, then I think the fee is all of 3%. So you do the math. Save 20% at Starbucks, save 20% at Amazon, pay 3% for the Bitcoin. You're saving 17% there, which is pretty sweet. So get started at expresscoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL as we go to the phones and the fun. We got a Mike listening in Michigan. Mike, where are you at? Grand Rapids?
Yeah, Grand Rapids area in Michigan.
Welcome, sir. You're listening to WTKG. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, just agreeing with you that regulation slows down the economy. We saw it in New York, and from what you're saying, they're starting to regulate Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a frictionless way to move the economy. New York failed with Uber. They're trying to regulate it, but the people said, wrong, we want our Uber. And, you know, that's the way we move the economy forward. Disruptive innovation defeats regulation.
Yeah, it generally does. Unfortunately, the Uber guys are spending probably billions of dollars on legal fees and attorneys just to try to kind of stay in business with all of the various different attacks against them. And I mean, I'm presuming it's billions, maybe it's hundreds of millions. Seems like a lot of money because they're under fire from all which every which way. They just got their offices raided in Hong Kong. Hundreds of drivers have had their cars stolen in New York City from Uber. So I agree with you. Innovation is super important. Disruptive technology like Bitcoin that is a real kind of game changer technology. This is super, super important stuff. And the government usually is late to the game at being able to regulate these things, thankfully. So they're able to get off of the launching pad without being crushed under the boot of the state. It's just once they get off that launching pad and start making millions of dollars, then all of a sudden the old money interests and the old businesses like the taxi cab companies in the case of Uber and whatever other government connected agencies there are, they all of a sudden take notice because, well, now money's being transferred and they're not getting the same cut that they're used to. So they get very upset about that.
I agree. And similar to your prior point about bureaucracies, bureaucracies will always be created and innovative organizations will show up. I mean, I think that Google and Apple are real threats, and Tesla, threats to the automotive industry. These are new ideas not coming out of the standard industry. Similarly, in healthcare, I think everybody's, you know, fatalistic about Obamacare. But meanwhile, I just read an article about Heal.com. For $100 in some cities, you can have a physician show up at your house. I mean, there are ideas and concepts. Yeah, and this is disruptive innovation. You know, I think people in the next 5 to 10 years, they'll buy the cheapest, required insurance required. And then meanwhile, they go online and have physicians all over the world issuing opinions on their condition with high-depth, high-resolution images and high video conversations. And all of a sudden, Obamacare will be like, hold on, you have to go to the hospital. And people are saying, no, we've got this new idea. And it costs $100 to talk to a physician.
The US, very cool. The USB blood pressure cuff, the USB rectal thermometer.
they have
amen,
those?
Brother.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Good call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But sometimes, though, for the innovative ideas, you can look to the past, like mutual aid. I think that's what's going on with Liberty HealthShare, right?
Yeah, with Liberty HealthShare, what it is, it's a healthshare organization. And these are completely legal under the Obamacare rules. They've been around significantly longer. And for my family, it's been a really great thing. The cost-wise between this and health insurance, it's about half. And, you know, I mean, we get the same.
Why is that? They don't have the overhead?
I think it's the overhead, yeah.
Because these insurance companies are behemoths with all kinds of staff that they're
paying.
You're
also able to set up, deductibles in the way that you want, and, mm-hmm. and you're not paying for services that you don't need and a variety of other things.
Okay.
So it's cutting out a lot of waste. And it's just right for us. So you can check it out, see if it's the right thing for you. If you're paying for your own insurance, I would suggest that it is. So it's probably worth a little bit of time to check it out. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. It's libertyhealthshare.org. You can give them a call. This is what worked for us. We had somebody explain it to us on the phone. Bang, it made perfectly good sense. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. Libertyhealthshare.org.
Let's go to Clayton. He is on the line via Skype. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. I wanted to call in tonight and talk to you guys about the concept of dual citizenship. I know that you likely both don't really agree with citizenship as a concept, but since it exists, my wife and I are considering giving birth to our child outside of the United States in a country that offers birthright citizenship. Can you talk a little bit about what advantages or disadvantages you would see in dual citizenship for our kid?
Well, I would think that you would know some of the advantages. You're the one who's deciding to do it. So what are some of the advantages of that? I've never looked into it.
So some of the advantages that are quite obvious, you diversify your passport portfolio, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one.
Another one is just opens up opportunities for our son or daughter if they decide they want to live or work in a place outside of the United States. It becomes a lot easier, at least for one other country. And then another benefit that I see that's a little more out there is that, you know, things get really crummy in the United States and it's harder for U.S. citizens to leave or go somewhere else. It's a lot easier if you have that second passport.
Yeah, well, once again, we're talking about passports here. The thing is your passport can be taken away for something as simple as, tax issues that you don't even know about. And that's pretty scary when, you know, you're talking about maybe you don't live in the United States. This has happened to people who have dual citizenship and, like, live in Canada. Young people who are, you know, just going along and doing life and whatever, and the United States government decides, you owe us money. Well, wait a second, I've never even been to the United States. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't owe you money. The United States is unique in that it demands taxes from its citizens, income taxes, if you live outside the country. Now, you have to make a certain amount of money, and there's all kinds of different rules that I don't know them all, and neither do you. Anybody listening to me, you don't know what the tax rules are, and it's incredibly frightening. So I think what the advantage of United States citizenship is, it's really easy to travel around the world. Your passport's good just about everywhere. The disadvantage is that the government will take it away whenever they darned well feel like it. There's nothing you can do.
What is the disadvantage of dual citizenship? It sounds like all the advantages are in its corner.
Yeah, I actually can't think of any. That's why I was hoping
maybe
you guys
all the travel trouble that you're going to have to go through. I mean, wherever you are now is probably the easiest place for your wife to give birth. And if you're going to travel someplace else just for this, it's going to kind of be a pain, and you may be away from work.
Well, right, so you'll have to be in that place for probably a good solid month, right? Like, you know, whenever the delivery is due is when you have to go down there. Just real quick, where are you thinking about going to have that baby?
Well, easiest would be Mexico or Canada.
Interesting. The Mexican passport, not that useful.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Clayton. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can join us here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, 855, 453.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit strategicshelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.